Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, look for cattle futures to open mixed, tied to a combination of follow-through selling and early week short covering here this morning. Now, the hog futures should also begin with uneven price action, thanks to light bull spreading and profit taking. Now, the cash cattle trade will get off to a typically slow start today as packers exclusively focus on the distribution of new show lists. We expect the new offering to be steady to somewhat larger, possibly inflated by last week's slow trade and carryover numbers. Our guess is that asking prices will start about 106 to 107 in our part of the country. Now, stepping into the cash trade following another week of record pork production, hog buyers will naturally resume procurement chores with an opening round of steady to a dollar lower bids. The 22-plus premium over the latest cash index continues to imply extraordinary processing margins and abundant incentive to maintain maximum chain speed. Hog futures should open with uneven price action this morning, with nearbys gaining on their deferred counterparts. Well, on to the grains as corn, soybeans, and wheat inched higher in light trading Friday, as many Chicago traders were more focused on the city's Cubs World Series celebration that began around midday. For those not celebrating the Cubs' win, the USDA report next Wednesday and the presidential election on Tuesday likely discourage taking big positions in the markets. Farm futures, as well as participants in wire service polls, expect USDA to trim its corn production slightly and raise soybeans a small amount. Bullish export sales early in the week continued to be support, but no daily sales were reported on Friday. The wheat markets did inch higher for the day and for the week Friday as traders wait next this week's report and election. Forecasts put rain in the southern plains for the next few days, with showers moving north into Kansas on Sunday, where wheat fields could use the moisture. Corn finished a fraction higher last week, with December coming to rest just under chart resistance at the 20 and 100-day moving averages. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
December live cattle down 135 at 102.72. February down 97 Friday at 104.30. November feeder cattle down 22 at 125.62. January was down 90 at 117.85. On the hogs, December down 85 Friday, 46.15. February was down 52.97. Moving to the grains, hard red winter wheat, December up a penny, 411.5. And the March was up 1.25 cents, 429.75. Chicago wheat, December up 2.25 Friday at 414.25. And the March was up 2.25 at 432. December corn up 3/4 at 348.75. And the March up a half penny, 357.5. The soybeans for January up 1.25 at 990.75. March was up a penny on Friday at 997.25. December cotton up 25, 68.78. March up 22, 69.32. December crude oil up 58, 44.65. January up 59, 45.23. December natural gas up 7 to 84 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.